Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rock Medicine Women, and we're refining our GPS system tonight. As we travel on this earth, we need a more accurate system. GPS actually means global positioning system. Where is your position in this vast universal energy global system? We'll find out tonight how to refine it. Good evening and welcome to Rock Medicine Women. I'm here tonight this is Beata. I'm here tonight with my sister, Mama AZ Paris, and we're talking tonight about refining our global positioning system, what we commonly call GPS. There's a lot going on this planet, and those of us who are aliens just here for a short while, we're seeing things that we need to share with you, and so that's why we're bringing you this show, Refining Your GPS. So, Mama AZ, welcome. Are you well?
Sister, I am drained. I'm not kidding you. It's like I'm downloading, and I don't even know how to express it other than I am downloading. I've been on a roller coaster since June the 11th, and I'm still on that roller coaster, but today I'm back in Phoenix for medical issues and other issues, and I know it has something to do with this major shift. My my initiation in the stronghold. And even there, I found in Miracle Valley last night. I'm not sure of exactly how this is going to unfold, but I do know this. If I don't know anything else, I'm being guided. And this is not easy to hear ones from the other side. It isn't easy for me because I have physical challenges. And I've been down detoxing from pharmaceuticals, and it has been a challenging journey. And for a couple of days, I was not feeling my best, but I'm dealing with it. At between 3 and 4 a.m. yesterday, the a.m., I was awakened by my mom, who's been gone since the 80s, but she still communicates along with others. And also, and I'm going to say this, A.A. Allen, who created the ministry out in Miracle Valley, Arizona. For those who do not know who A.A. Allen is, I suggest you go up on the contraption, meaning the computer, and you just push in A.A. Allen Miracle Valley. At first, I wasn't sure, but now I know everybody that I've been connecting with for the last past 2 months, Sister Viata, is like the Celestine prophecies revved up on speed, on steroids. And for those who do not know about the Celestine prophecies, that's James Redfield, the 10th Insight Celestine Prophecies. You must read that book, revisit, check it out, because in my life, it is very relevant right now. And I'm learning to pay attention. When they woke me up, and I was not feeling well at all, they said, you have to leave where you are and you go to Miracle Valley, and then you go to Fort Naco, and you get in you a hot tub, and you put your stones, take your stones with you. And you know what to do. And I did that. I did that because my body, from everything that I've been part of ceremoniously and doing, I've opened up a portal to receive additional information. And I chose to do this because of the area, Miracle Valley, Cochise Stronghold, Signal Hill, the Fort Naco, and the surrounding areas. Even there's a Catholic church I went to have meditation. It's a big cross. It's on Highway 92 between Sierra Vista and Fort Naco, and you can go and sit in this church. I can't stand there too long because it's very moldy. But I had to go there yesterday, sister, and be with the other one and A.A. Allen and even Sister Lynn's grandparents were a major part of A.A. Allen's ministry. And they, too, have been communicating with me. I don't say this very often, but yesterday when I saw my mom, or day before yesterday, I saw my mom sitting in the vehicle that I'm using right now. I just didn't know what to think. And then that whole night, she talked to me until I laid down, you know, in on my bunk. And I'm saying, okay, what is it? What is it that I need to know? And I am a carrier of or a transport or the taxi cab for the Godfathers, the Stones, the Sitting People, the Mineral People. Call me, and what I do, I gather them and I take them where they need to be to do whatever it is, energy-wise and information-wise for that area. And since then, I found out that there's a lot of activity in Bisbee, Fort Naco, and I'm not just talking about the drugs and the trafficking of the babies. There's a lot of other activity, and I found this out yesterday when I went to the Safeway in Bisbee to get some avocados and some orange juice. And this young brother came up with extremely orange hair, and I'm like, whoa. And that's your solar, I think that's your solar plexus, you're good. And so he and I had a conversation along with his cousin, and the little gentleman gave me so much information, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but I knew it was on point because these are some of the things that A.A. Allen and Mike and the Howards, meaning Sister Lynn's grandparents who were laid to rest there at Miracle Valley, Arizona. And I just had to, I'm downloading. I'm downloading, and I'm like tripping, and I'm like, why did I choose to be a part of this particular information and this particular opening that it or how do you say it, awakening that is getting ready to happen. And I went to tell my brother this new day, Dr. V, that I was here, and I need to go. I thought I was going to the ER, but I didn't. And he and I had a cup of coffee, and he shared some things with me that I was astonished, because my brother is scary. He's always been scary of things that I did from a child and up until now. But when he had the opportunity to be led to come to Fort Naco on the 11th of this month, his life took a change. And he said, you know what, Robbie? You came to the planet to do this. I can't stand what you do with those stones. In other words, it's like I'm doing witchcraft to him. But you know what he said to me today, Dr. V? He said, I was told, I don't know where this information came from. I was told, Robbie, and you've been doing this for 30 or 40 years, you are laying down information signals. 40 other beings in other dimensions to know that it's safe to land here. Dr. V, when my brother told me that, I nearly fell out of the chair. I know I didn't hear him say that. And he says, people think you're crazy, but there's no way in the world with the physical challenges that you have and the resources, it's like you got to do this. And I don't understand it, Robbie. However, it's something to what you're doing, and that's what they told me. And even Mama told me this in a dream. Oh, Dr. V, when my brother told me that, or something to that effect, I'm like, okay. And I've been downloading, and it's like I've been on a roller coaster, and all of a sudden it has come to a screeching halt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. What do I do? Where do I go? Because actually, I've been living in a storage and in a tent, but it's all good, you know. And I got my roller chair hooked up and everything, and I just don't know. And my brother said to me, he says, it's a good thing that you don't know, because you are being led by spirit. It's a blessing. And you know, Dr. V, let me tell you something. For all the women that are out there that are pining or crying or dissatisfied, they don't have a doggone man in their life. That's a blessing. That is a blessing in this time frame, my medicine sisters, because you have the opportunity to fine-tune your GPS system to do your medicine work. And there is no man on this freaking planet that has the ability to overstand. They may think they do, but what I've been shown, many do not. And it's a hindrance to the power that we walk with as females. As females, this is what was told to me last night when I was sitting there at Miracle Valley Resting Spot, A.A. Allen. And I had to call them and tell them that doggone grass needs cut. And I don't have my push more. Otherwise, I get out there in my doggone roller chair, and I will cut and groom the grass. But they're supposed to take care of it. So when I go back this weekend, I'm going to go and check it out, because there is a way that you keep the greenery around your space groomed. The resting spot, especially ones like A.A. Allen, I saw some things last night, and it helps the energy when your place is groomed, when your walkway is swept, when you open your door and there's debris and trash in your walkway. That's not good. That's not good. That's just Mama AZ Paris opinion. It's not good.
Well, I want to just say something real quick about what you're saying about women who are frustrated because they don't have a man in their life. And I have to agree with you that our role right now as women, as female energy, is to refine this internal GPS and get it to a place where we don't need as much external technology, because the systems of this world, the patriarchal system, is gearing up for more satellite intervention and more spying and all the things we talked about on Sunday, the surveillance. All that energy is being geared up by the systems, the Illuminati and all that, to control more people. And when you say that there are so many women out there frustrated that they don't have a man in their life, that is true on the level that we're at a place in our history where women need to be stronger. And sometimes the men are just not there to give that support to help us on this journey to strengthen our personal, internal, spiritual GPS. We have to rev up our own GPS so that we can transform this planet back to a more matriarchal balance. And that's what, you know, that's what your rocks, your stones, the Godfathers are about, moving those stones to bring the balance. And there aren't very many men doing that. So the female energy is seeing the need to move the stones around the planet. When I was in Oregon, there was a woman who was making rock people and stacking these rocks all over this forest area. And when I got back home, I realized that woman was bringing balance to that area with stones. And she had these rock, they call them rock people because they were shaped, she would shape them like people. And this is female energy, again, moving the stones, moving the rock people like you're doing to bring balance to the areas that we are in. And then sometimes the men are just not ready to help us, bless their souls, but they'll come along eventually, is what I believe. But right now, it's the female mind, the female GPS that needs to be revved up, because what's been created by the patriarchal system is an external GPS. The patriarchal system hasn't been focusing on helping brothers and sisters, men and women, rev up their internal GPS. It's up to the females to come in and rev up this system now. That's how I'm seeing it. Now, we have a caller when you're ready who wants to speak.
Okay, well, Dr. V, yesterday, this young man that came up at the Safeway store, he told me about a gathering in Bisbee, Arizona, of drumming and shamans. She's bringing shamans for gonging all over the planet, to Bisbee, according to what was relayed to me. And I'm in the process of getting information about it, so that I left my number, but I haven't heard from her. Her name is Carrie, and I don't have that. But anyway, she's out of Bisbee, and they're going to do a gathering. I hope it's before this month is out and not in, let me see, is this September or August? It's August.
August 26th.
So that I could be, okay, that's right, so I could be a part of this. And the reason this is so symbolic to me is because I had a load of Godfather's stone. And they said, get us out of this storage and place us in the truck. We got to go now. And where they wanted to go was Fort Knocko. Well, since then, I've been told some things about what is going on in that area. And just like Brother Kwame said many, many, many moons ago, you know, there are areas, and my grid man said the same thing about Fort Knocko in Bisbee and Sunny Zona and all of this. Well, Linda has and Randy has moved back to Colorado because they got a great job, both of them, and they gave me the opportunity to work that land in the hot sun to detox. That's what that was about, detoxing in the sun and creating a medicine well. And I they left it there. So from time to time, I may be able to go back and clean it, clean around it and what have you. But it was very vital to my detoxification because the medicine or the pharmaceutical that I was on, they switched manufacturers. And I was downsizing. But I really got to not take that because it made me sick as a dog. One pill, sick as a dog for two days. I couldn't even function. And that's to let you know are really messing with the pharmaceuticals. What used to work no longer works. They're switching it to take your ass out of here. Excuse my French, especially if you are melanated. Hear me, people. I've been seeing some things, and because of less medication in my system, I can hear and I can feel. Sometimes I can see out of the corner of my eye just for a split second more than what I could when I had the pharmaceuticals in my system. Now, this is just for me. What any else body wants to do is for them, but I'm clearly overstanding that I must find another alternative to help the discomfort in my body until I can get to the right energy source. Because being out in nature, being out in the woods, having your doggone cell phone cut completely off and not around telephone poles, and line wires and those kinds of things. I know for myself, my body has taken an about face. Yeah. And when I get back into the environment of wires and electricity in a house, and refrigeration is going and this is going and microwaves, it takes a toll. So I know from experience that we must be out in the nature to survive and to fine-tune our GPS system so that we could do what we really came to do on this planet, especially as females, as women. And I'll be quiet.
Okay, you're absolutely, I'm in total agreement with you. In fact, Matt Kahn has a new video about the apathy of options, too many options, and you might as well say the apathy of applications, because they give us so many applications on these damn phones. That's why people don't want to put them down, because they got too many options. Let me open up the line to 111111. Your mic is open. Welcome to Rock Medicine Women.
Greetings.
Hello, are you there? Check your mute button.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What are you on your computer?
Yeah, well, I got a Wi-Fi set up and I put it on Wi-Fi. So, and then I took the option of saying my personal contact wouldn't be identified. So, I'm going incognito.
Okay.
You think?
Sun horse,
you think?
We hear you. You're open. Your mic is open.
Well, and I'm grateful, and thank you, Mama AZ. That was very powerful what you shared. I came in when you were talking about cutting the grass and sweeping, you know, your walkway. And, you know, there was an elder, she's now an ancestor, Frances Cress Wilson, used to talk about just get up in the morning and sweep out in front of your house, changes the energy in your neighborhood. And even when you go back further, you know, we lived in shacks and shinnies, but the people would get out, even in Africa, the women would get up in the morning and sweep the dirt.
Yes.
And sweeping the dirt is that you're changing the energy. You're moving it so the energy up under it can come forward and bring it into that day. And using those grandfathers and grandmothers, that we create grids because they're record keepers. And when you change them and put them on another point, they align their history and their energy with what needs to be done on the planet, along with the others. And so I watched this, you know, last week when I took those seven men out for Vision Quest. And we were on this land up in West Virginia where it was like 40 miles from Charlottesville, you know, and that energy there, you know, Monticello, Jefferson Ley Line is a grid that, you know, that's what keeps that energy connected to the East Coast. And those people in Virginia is what he set up in a grid. They call it the Monticello Ley Line that comes from his plantation there. And what I saw in doing this with those seven black men is that we had to go there and change the energy. They went out and suffered for those 4 days and three nights, you know, in meditation and prayer with no food or water, and had the Creator and Mother Earth give them a new charge of what they were to come back into their communities and do. And the transformation from when I sat and talked to them, when I put them out, and what I got when they came back, it was so powerful to see what Creator had done with those men and putting them in touch with their souls. Because Vision Quest is one of the oldest rites of passage for indigenous people. When they take a young man or a young woman and they put them out in nature with nothing but themselves and the Creator and Mother Nature.
Can you speak up, Kwame? We have somebody text me, say they can hardly hear you.
I'm saying that it's the most powerful rites of passage, the oldest of rites of passage for indigenous people, being able to put people in that young stage, in any stage, because, you know, Crazy Horse would do it before he would go into battle. Black Elk did it. Fool's Crow did it. You know, many of them went to the Creator and asked them to show them. And it's powerful that you can shut down the body and you can talk with spirit and you can align with spirit. And that's what Miss AZ did when she went to Cochise Stronghold and stayed out there almost a month with herself and her tent and all of the creatures, because they all bring us messages. And if we watch and listen and receive in our heart, we will get the vision of what we're supposed to be doing. And so that is, you know, I kind of think of that as, I don't like using God, but God's personal, you know, spiritual connection to us. And that's how he gets to us. It's a guide for the purpose of spirit. That's the GPS. It's a guide for purpose of spirit, and being able to align our heart and our spirit with the earth, we will be guided. You know, even when you live in nature for a while, you begin to pick up a different frequency. You know the directions without needing a compass. You know when things are shifting and the weather's changing. You go back to your natural instincts because, see, there's cosmic law, there's universal law, there's natural law, and man created his law because he stopped using his natural instincts. Your instincts are the law with nature. Your instincts, that's what animals use. They use their instincts. The ant doesn't have to try to be a grasshopper because his instinct tells it, I'm an ant. And it does what everything that an ant is supposed to do. And all of the creatures in the insect world basically are dominant by rule is the queen. Bees have queens, ants have queens. All of the different insects are the female that control the insect world. And you're right when Mama Z, I think you were saying, and Sister Viati was talking about the sisters needing, they're repairing themselves. And yes, they're lonely, but the thing is that women are fixing themselves and we still have broke men. And so it's very timely that, you know, I got an opportunity to see seven men fixing themselves. A young man from 47 to 22 was the age range of those brothers that went out there. And it was very powerful to see, you know, that academia get pushed to the side and nature took over in the University of Nature. And so I told them that they had their cosmic graduation when they finished the Humblecha, because that's what they reconnected back to. And that's what I was talking about when I said the overground railroad. This is what has to happen, that the spirit has to connect back to the Milky Way. That arc that covers us at night. And I was watching as I was driving back home tonight, the full moon, it's almost full, it'll be full Saturday. And this energy of this Piscean moon and these alignments, what we had three eclipses, and now this full moon in Pisces and the sun in Virgo, is a powerful alignment because Pisces is the spiritual, and they have an alignment, a trine that's going on with Neptune and Jupiter and the energy of the moon. That is the spirit gate, because the lion gate is still open until the 26th. So we are in a very powerful shift on this planet in preparation, opening the way for the sixth world and seventh world coming in.
So I have a question for you about these men, because one of the things that we're looking forward to is more men having a balanced female-male energy within them. Do you think this time that they spent outdoors, how did it affect their relationships or future? How do you think it's going to help their future relationships? Are they going to be more sensitive? Are they going to be able to adjust better with the female part? How do you think it's going to affect that part of them?
The part that's most important is how did it affect their relationship with themselves?
Okay, that's where it starts.
That's where it starts, because you have to come to know your soul. On the third night of that, they call it the dark night of the soul, because your body is shut down and now you are in spiritually connected. Your subconscious is connected to your conscious, and that's when you're most receiving of the energy of the mother, because you're laying on the mother sleeping. You're there with the standing talls and the mineral people and the insects and all of the creatures. You're now open to their offering you information to help you. You know, I was checking on the brothers a couple of days when they got back, and they're still in two worlds. They're between worlds. They're going back and still having visions. They're having, you know, things coming to them, and they're trying to work in back into this world, but they went back into that world too fast. They should have downtime, but they had to get back to their 9-to-5s and get back to what they were doing. But I had to share with them, they had to get obsidian, get amethyst, get the mineral people and put it on your person, because you have to ground yourself with that energy. You have to smudge yourself. If it gets too rough, you go outside and sit on the grass and smudge yourself. It's a transformation, because you've gone into the natural world. You've connected back to the mother and the universe. And it's a powerful shift, and women are doing it. Women go out and do Kumbhacha and Vision Quest, and they connect. The thing is that the person first has to connect with themselves to even overstand, because there's so much distraction, and, you know, everybody's applying themselves to other thoughts. That's what these apps are for. The application is to apply yourself. That's why they call them apps. It's an application to apply you to something outside of you. That's why they created it. That's why they call it an app. It's even going as far as looking and saying an apple, you know, because that's what that was supposed to have been the thing that created the sin. But these apps are nothing but another way to apply you outside of yourself.
Right, and that's where it becomes distraction. You reminds me what you're saying, how these brothers needed to transition of, you know, after my ayahuasca experience. It was only a intense 12-hour purging and visions and all that. But they talked about integration. After an intense ceremony like that or experience like that, they advise you or talk to you about integrating back into society. And that is definitely a process, like you said. It's like taking your stones and, you know, if you have a 9-to-5, you have to take lunch breaks and get back into nature on your lunch break, and you have to spend more time meditating in that cubicle, wherever you are. You have to be so mindful that what you experienced for those 4 days was just the beginning, and that now the integration part of it is using that and applying that application again to where you are externally in your environment and the work that you're doing now outside of yourself. It has to be this harmony now, right? From what you just went through, there has to be some harmony. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Right. Well, it works, but the part of it is that it's not applicable. It's interdetainment. It's ingesting. It's ingesting the energy of what you haven't had since who knows when, a conscious contact with Mother Earth and the universe. And being able to, you do that with ayahuasca is because it's the snake medicine. The plant relative rewires the brain, the DMT, and get the brain back wired. Whole being back, because in the download, you know, it was one brother was talking about, he was having cramps and his hands and his feet were swelling up, is that every atom in your body is now been reprogrammed, and you're now swollen with information that's going to be slowly released as you begin to groom back yourself and come back into this world. But that's what happens to the body. The body is reprogrammed and downloaded with all the information that it needs to be released in you for you to walk in this world in a different way.
Yeah, now, you know, GPS, some people don't even know what that stands for, but it's Global Positioning System. When I looked at that earlier today, I thought there's a lot in those words, Global Positioning System. It's like, you know, if for instance, if the guy who got the swollen feet and the cramps has been on a standard American diet, then that's natural for the body to react or respond that way when you stop eating for 4 days. So were these brothers on a diet? Were they on a diet, a special diet before they started this adventure?
Right, they had to be on a. As you come closer to it, you eat less and less, and then you have purification. It's a purifying. Is that I had them to go and get their stones, what they're going to use in the sweat lodge. That way, you go and get that mineral people, that mineral relative. You go and get it and bring it back because that is specifically for you because it's chosen you. You went out and it's been laying there in the earth for all this time, and you pick it up and you bring it back and you put tobacco and leave a blessing for it being there and gifting itself to you to use in the sweat lodge. Everything that you're getting ready to do, you are the one preparing your body and your mind and your spirit and your heart to do this vision quest. So in the preparation is that you're allowing them to connect with getting the necessary energies that's going to work with them, even to the point where I take them out the day before and find the location where they want to set up their camp. And so what I do is I find that spot on the earth, and I will line it up and say, okay, this is yours, so tie up here. And then you take your prayer ties and you put your prayers around it. Then I put, when I take them into it, I offer the tobacco and prayer to make their square, and then you put the circle what they come from, and they walk in direction of all four directions in prayer all day, all the time that they're in that square in doing that. So what they're doing is they're praying to the east, you know, for guidance, give them light, their inner light, praying to the south for Mother Earth to help them and to guide them, praying to the west, to the ancestors, and asking them to come and be with them and guide them, praying to the north and asking the elders and the wisdom keepers to guide them and protect them and keep them warm, because the north is the people who keep the fire. The east is the people of the air, the yellow people. The red is the earth people, and the black is the keepers of the water and consciousness and the ancestors.
Brother Kwame, you a bad mamma jamma. Oh, my God.
It's not me. This is what I was trained. Let me finish my thought, Miss A.D.
Okay.
In doing that, when I came back, Deborah Freeman, who was I met her with Bearheart, the mm-hmm. wind beneath my mother, the wind beneath my wings. That was my elder medicine man, who was a Creek Indian, and he was 90 years old when I did his last sweat. And the thing about that is that she had just come back from Hawaii. She's in Tucson, Arizona, housekeeping for somebody, and she was asking me to get in contact. She needed Regina's phone number because she didn't have it, and Regina was Bearheart's caretaker. That was his caretaker, and she's still living. And I called her on the three-way and talked to them and told Regina that Mike Eagle Eye and I were doing Bearheart's vision quest and Cliff down in Texas. And he had just stopped on the 12th. He did his from the 5th through the 12th, he did his Humblecha down in Clark Croft, New Mexico. The 13th is when I went up there, and the 14th is when I started mine. So it was like one finished, and then I picked up and did the ones for the blacks, and telling her that we were still doing Bearheart's vision quest made her heart so happy. And no, I couldn't have, I had forgotten all about communicating with her, but Spirit brought Deborah Freeman back in at looking for her, and that's how I got to tell her that I had just finished doing Bearheart's vision quest in the way that he taught me.
Kwame, can I speak now?
Go for it.
Okay. The reason that I'm saying you're a bad mamma jamma is because the communications between A.A. Allen and the Howards, which are Sister Lynn's grandparents and the Buffalo soldiers who were there at Fort Naco. I was in the pilot station last night or this morning. I think it was this morning. I don't know. Anyhow, there was this young brother that, of all places, flew back to Tucson from Chicago, text me, just as Dr. V texts me with the show. And he's in the Army over there at this little camp in Tucson. And they told me to ask him, and when I say they, I'm talking about A.A. Allen and the Howard and the ones at the Buffalo Soldiers. I asked this young brother, I said, do you know anything about Fort Naco? He said, well, yes, ma'am. And I said, would you be willing to help me gather some other of your buddies and help me clean that place up when that gate opens? Because it is going to open up. It's pitiful. It's going to open up. And he said, well, yes, ma'am. Well, this is what I heard from you, Brother Kwame. I heard about the godfathers. Those godfathers that I placed in there yesterday, their Coy's golf course in the building until that gate opens up at Fort Naco. What you just said, Brother Kwame, that's why I said you're a bad mamma jamma, because you've given me another piece of the puzzle that I was wondering, why are they telling me this? Meaning A.A. Allen, because it's a grid between Fort Naco, that church with that cross, Miracle Valley, Cochise Stronghold, and the ancestors of the Buffalo Soldiers, the ancestors are also communicating about placing those godfathers with the ones that Sister Lynn and I already covered up there at Fort Naco. There is a change, and you just gave the confirmation when you said you asked the brothers to go and pick their own godfathers that beep to them, that call to them, and bring it into the lodge. That's deep. That's what I heard. Clarify that. Do you hear me now, Brother Kwame? Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, and I thank you for the clarity in what you have spoken. And in us doing what we're doing and moving the stones and moving different energies, just in the same way that there's seven planets in retrograde, and these planets are in certain positions up over us in the galaxy that we have to be able to align with being here in heaven as it is in earth. And see, this is what Sister Beata was just saying about the global something system, the GPS.
Positioning,
and see, when you understand the global positioning, there are three satellites that they travel in sequence, that one picks up where the other one leaves off, and they're around different positions around the four directions around the planet. And what they're doing is they're constantly moving back and forth and back and forth. But what happens with them when these alignments were certain ways, because true north was thrown off by so many degrees as we went into this shift, those GPS could not align and recalibrate. And this is why planes had to, you know, were flying off course, and whales and everything was going off course, because the magnetic field had shifted and they weren't aligned with the true north. And so everything was out of alignment. But the thing that happens with the heavens is, this is why sidereal astronomy is better than, you know, sidereal calendars are better than the moon calendar and the sun calendar, because the stars always stay in one position. And so we move, and if you know what season it is and you look at the stars in their alignment, they're always in that position at that certain time of the year. And so that's how we used to be able to travel the ocean. How do you think that these Polynesian mariners traveled all over the Southwest with no compass, just boats and oars? All they did was watch the stars. They knew where all, what was that movie, the little cartoon where the girl went to the island to put the green
Moana.
Stone back to
Moana.
You see, that's why those people were able to do. They were able to look at the stars and touch the water and feel the current and know which way to go. That was their GPS.
And you know, now it's even with all the technology that keeps coming out, 5G and all that, it's so important that we develop this internal GPS, global positioning, because I was watching this. There's a great documentary on Gaia called False Flags, and they really do show how 9/11 was controlled. To make that happen, Dick Cheney shut down the protective system that we have, where the fighters can intervene in when we have a terrorist flying an airplane into a building. We have a system that protects us from that, but Dick Cheney shut that down. So we have all this information now about what really happened. And so to prevent future catastrophes like this, we have to have a really sharp internal GPS, global positioning. But, and like you said, the global part is connecting with the stars. We on this planet have the ability to look up there in the sky. The last few days, there's been the most awesome clouds in my area. And I'm just struck with the beauty of these clouds. And it's like the Creator is preparing me for this show. Say, look up, keep looking up. And the clouds have got my attention because they're not in a line spraying stuff. And so that's what the reminder is, to look up. For your GPS, perfect global positioning is to be on this planet looking at the stars and moon and sun to guide us.
Excuse me.
I wanted to just say what she was saying about the global consciousness. You know about global consciousness because you're talking about 9/11. The people that were working the pair of research knew that the scales that were monitoring, you know, the energy across consciousness across the planet saw that the on 9/10 it spiked higher than it ever had, and
yes.
They were wondering what was going on with the heart being able to transmit this energy, that it knew something was getting ready to happen. They didn't know what. But the next morning, what happened? Planes,
yeah.
The 9/11 happened. But the planet, the people knew, their instincts knew something was getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
And it transmitted the energy before anything of the next day happened. So that's why you have to understand the power of the heart, being able to transmit that higher frequency that tells us beforehand, why did the people that live on that island, that tsunami came and killed all those thousands of people around Christmas, those vacationers on Christmas, is because all of the islanders saw all of the animals going up into the mountains, and guess what they did? They followed the animals and didn't stay there with the people. Instincts will tell you if that's your GPS.
And intuition, yes, instincts, intuition. We have
to sharpen
our intuition.
God's protective spirit. You have it in you.
Yes, Mama AZ, did you have a comment?
I'm sorry, Mama AZ. No, I'm not sorry. I just apologize.
That's right. There you go, Brother Kwame. No, I was commenting the other night, or the other day, I looked up a couple of days ago. I said, dang, these clouds are interesting. They are beautiful. What's up with this? And then here you come, Dr. V, and I'm like, okay. Well, I guess I'm not the only one that's taking a notice to, you know, to all of this, but they're gorgeous. They're just absolutely gorgeous.
The meteorologist says is that there are a whole new set of clouds that have never been here before that's moving through the planet.
Really?
Because there are a whole new set of clouds that are created above the atmosphere. And what they call spirit, what they call sprite. Sprite is electrical storms without rain.
What is it, Brother Kwame?
Sprite, just like the drink, Sprite. Sprite.
Sprite with an S. Wow.
Yeah, Sprite, like the drink Sprite, but they're calling it Sprite. They're electrical charged energy. That is going around and sending energy to the planet. Because when we have electrical storms and thunderstorms and lightning, that puts a different energy. You can put a solar light in an electric storm and it will turn on. It will come on because of the energy that's in the atmosphere turns on those lights.
Thank us for you sharing that, Brother Kwame. Okay.
Absolutely. I got to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to just talk about that for a minute, how the protective system is where we are now when we are conscious. When we are consciously doing our purpose on this earth, then those clouds are going to protect us. How about that one?
Hi, this is Beata, your holistic life coach. Every Sunday evening, I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, Soul Purpose Healing. I'm also blogging live every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Health and Wellness with Beata. You can join the conversation on Fridays at 515-605-9325 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. When I'm not doing spiritual adjustments on Blog Talk Radio, I'm helping my clients reduce stress in their lives with EFT or emotional freedom techniques, essential oils, and cost-saving health plans like Ameriplan. Ameriplan is a better way to save money on your healthcare expenses. You can find out more about me and how to contact me at www.yourholisticlifecoach.com. Until then, stay in joy.
All right, and we're back talking about refining your GPS, your global positioning system, or maybe we should say our protective system, our global protective system, because my sister Mama AZ and I were talking about this noise that these crickets are making or the grasshoppers, and I looked up, there's a difference between crickets and grasshoppers. So I was feeling like maybe I had tinnitus or something because I'm hearing these, their noise is so loud in my ear sometimes, not all the time, but like, wow, what is going on? So when we checked on the message from these wonderful little creatures that hop around, crickets, grasshoppers, the lotus, whatever you call them, the message was about the power of your beliefs is great for good or bad. And that it's very strong. The power of your beliefs is strong, and that you have. We need to have faith, and then trusting your intuition. So when I think about what my Mama AZ is doing in Arizona, moving these stones, very metaphysical type work, because nobody understands what's going on half the time. And then what I'm doing here, I've been making more organites. In my area, I was like so excited, and then I messed one up, and then I corrected it, and I was like so focused on these organites. And then we're both like looking at these clouds and like, wow, look at the clouds, look at the clouds. So there's something in this observation that she and I are seeing, her in Arizona, me in Florida, Kwame out in the wilderness in wherever, Virginia, Georgia. And there, it says something about when we are in our purpose fully, that these clouds are going to be our protection, they're, or at least a symbol of our protection. Because for me, the Al-Hahim or the Elohim are my protection, with along with the name Yahuwah. All of this is my protection. And I'm beginning to sense it more and more these days, this protection. And the clouds are just, I think, symbolic of that. What do you think, Mama AZ, Kwame, and anyone else listening? If you're listening and you'd like to comment, please press 1. We got a few people in the studio who are listening. Thank you for being here. And if you're online and you'd like to join us, just call 215-383-5863. We'd love to help you develop your global protection system that's got to be internal. But I'm just seeing amazing things in nature these days, and relaxing with the crickets and the grasshopper noises.
They can't leave out the tree frogs are also the singers at night, and even at night the cicadas, they're not in full migration, because they only come out every 17 years, but there are few that still, you know, don't have their clock set. And they come out and they're given different messages. So, and even when you'll notice something too, is that you'll hear the crickets and they'll be singing back and forth. And when they stop, what happens?
They just stopped just now. They were just as loud as they could be when I was talking, and now it's silent. It's like, what's going on
right
there?
But something is getting ready to happen, or something has come and made it to where they stopped. They're like an alarm system. When they stop, you be mindful. Something is getting ready to happen. When they start back up, everything is okay.
Let me lock my door.
It's more than likely getting ready to rain or storm.
That's been happening a lot here too.
Well, those clouds, Dr. V, when I saw them,
I've got to step away for a minute. I'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Those clouds, when I saw them, they were in Sierra Vista. And coming from me, Miracle Valley, Fort Naco, and I noticed them, and I'm like, wow. And I said, I got to keep my eyes on the road, because, you know, but they just sort of like calmed me down and made me feel better. They were so gorgeous. What was so astonishing about it is that they were in the area of that church with that giant cross on Highway 92, which is a gateway. And all I know is I'm grateful to be a part of this on any level. And it's like the gentleman, his name is Bruce, at the Turquoise Golf Course. I never will forget this, Dr. V. I was sitting out having a reasoning with the ancestors over there at that Fort Naco and the Buffalo Soldiers who were a part of all of that. And I said, well, now what do I do? And no sooner than I said that, this Caucasian man drives up in this doggone golf cart and says, may I help you? All the way from the golf course is about two blocks. And I said, I don't know. And I was bewildered. And he says, I was sent to help you. Come on, follow me.
Oh, my.
And then, I'm not kidding you, Dr. V, I'm serious as a heart attack. And I'm like, what's up? So I had this truckload of wood from this tree, and you should have a picture of this tree that was out here at Miss Sue's, and for the seating of the elders. I'm not going to allow that to leave my vision. I know what I saw. Anyway, he guides me with this truckload of this big old tree and all of these godfathers. And they're now in his shed, almost packed to the brim on the Turquoise Golf Course, waiting to be placed at Fort Naco, along with some other godfathers that called me. And I'm going to get somebody to see if they can snatch these pictures off of my phone so I could see if I could send them to you, and then you could send them to Brother Kwame, because there are some big godfathers in there, and it's one big one that I had to ask my dad to send four forest firefighters to help me put it up in the truck, because he weighs about 300 or 400 pounds. I'm not kidding you. And the man rolled it out the truck, and it cracked the floor in the shed. But it's all good. But these are the kinds of things that has been happening to me. And there are people, Dr. V, that are positioned strategically. Like when I called you from the Mickey D, and I was sitting there, the piano man, Gordy, and a yard man came up, Daniel. I met two Daniels who are Mexican, and they want to help with the cleanup of Fort Naco.
Oh, my.
When we get, I'm serious. And then I met four Roberts. I couldn't believe it. That's four, that's a Robert for each direction. And one of the Roberts works at Fort Naco or the Turquoise Golf Course, him and his wife. And I'm like, okay, Creator. And I'm meeting all of these Daniels. And I had a vision many, 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 many years ago about the book of, or the books of Daniel. And I've been wanting to ask Brother Kwame, what does that represent? Because this guy yesterday, when I was there at Fort Naco, I saw him twice on this little vehicle, the dune buggy. And once he threw the peace sign at me, coming from Mexico, Naco, And then he comes through when I was leaving Fort Knuckle, the historic site. I said, wait a minute. I said, didn't I see you and you threw the peace sign up at me? He says, yes, I did. I said, he says, I need a job, and I do yard service. I do everything. And I said, my brother, we're going to get this fort, and we're going to need your help. He says, I'm ready. And I said, what's your name? He said, Daniel. And the other yard man at the Mickey D's, his name is Daniel.
Oh, my.
And then I met another Daniel. And so this is why I'm saying this is Celestine prophecy.
Yeah.
You see, sure. And what does this all mean? And why did I agree to be a part of this? But I love it. I love it.
Well, part of the answer is in that Abraham Hicks the video you sent me. I listened to that, and it was like relax. The last words that came out of that video were relax and trust that it will unfold perfectly. So I know for me, I've had to stop doubting that what I desire to happen in my life is going to happen. But I've had to be patient, and I had to stop being frustrated that it didn't happen yesterday. So that, you know, when we, as that video was teaching, when we are secure in our positive energy and what our purpose here, our soul purpose here is on earth, and it lines up with the clouds and the heavens and the stars, then it's going to happen, and we cannot get caught up in other people's negativity and doubts that it's not going to happen. So I think when you have the strong belief that you have and the purpose and the guidance and the inspiration that the things are going to happen that are supposed to happen in your goal system, your how about goal protective system. There's another, we're getting all these GPS meanings tonight. Goals protective system, whatever our goals are, our divine given goals and intentions, we have a protective system working for us when we line up with who we are, why we're here, and love the love we have that we're giving out to everyone we meet. And the Daniels that show up, we embrace them and say, yes, let's do this, Daniels. That's
yes.
Crazy to meet three Daniels. That sure is Celestine prophecy for you.
Yes, yes. And four Roberts. And I'm like, I says, and then one Robert, he has one leg. And he's crying, I can't do this, I can't do that. I said, yeah, let Brother Kwame get a hold to you. I didn't say that to him verbally, but I was thinking that. I said, yeah, he'll have you out there in that woods, in that wheelchair, in that walker, and you'll be building doggone fires and carrying on. And he's retired military. So this journey, Dr. D, I just can't. It's hard for me, well, it's a challenge for me to fathom how much I've done since June the 11th and land that I've covered and cleared and you know, just me and that dinaceous earth and it's just interesting. I don't know where the energy or the stamina came from, but I'm very grateful. I'm abundantly grateful because being out there, I'm grateful for my parents. No matter what difficulty we've had, I see why I came to the planet. I was listening to that young woman today, on Soul Purpose Heal, Female Solution. And I wanted to say, well, baby, you ask for these challenges.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I didn't have the heart to say, you know, but she'll come around, maybe.
Right.
Maybe not.
Yeah. But there's another G, the gratitude protective system, the gratitude positioning system. You're not going to have the cloud protection, the divine guidance, the divine inspiration if you don't have gratitude in this GPS, internal GPS. That's another G. We could come up with a lot of G's tonight. That has to be there because you and I and many of the listeners are on this consciousness level that we know we signed up for this journey no matter what has happened in our past. I don't care if you've been raped, you've been slapped around by your ex-husbands, whatever. We signed up for this, and now it's time to get into GPS gratitude system. That's what's going to get you aligned with whatever you need, whatever protection you need in this 5G technology coming on us.
Yes, Dr. V. Yes, it is gratitude. No matter what's going on, I put that gratitude video on for 2 minutes and some change, and I breathe. I breathe. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I have gratitude, an abundance of gratitude for no matter what, And it helps. I've seen people come, you know, when I hear their voice, it says, don't worry. Don't concern yourself about the dumb shit. I mean the dumb stuff. Just the little sister, Sister DeVita, said, don't let somebody take you off, Mama AZ, your center, your point.
Yeah.
And so I had to shut the phone off, and just pray about it and put on, I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. No matter what. And I reflect, Dr. V, on the, when I look at the pictures on, they snatch them off. I don't know what's up with that. Facebook is messing with people and they're messing with my pictures, but I got a few and I'm looking at that and I'm like, wow, my God, what a blessing to be able to do this. I mean, to set up a camp stove and heat your water and wash your face and in the woods and have a little portable latrine and I'm like, hey, even the mosquitoes taking your butt away. Like, well, you here in our land now, so you fair game, lady. So, and then you deal with that, and then you wake up, Dr. V, and you look up, and what do you see? All of those Kunta Kinte stars. That's what I call them. Kunta Kinte, when he raises his baby up, and it's just, it makes me want to cry to be able. And then you look out the window and it's not greenery like Virginia and North Carolina. However, it has its purpose and I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I'm looking at these mountains and I'm looking at the stronghold and how these stones are like little people and big people and giant people and penises and vaginas and you name it. Those stones, you can see all of that. And I'm like, wow, the creator is awesome to be. And that lady who creates those stacks, those little people, can you reach out to her and see if we can connect?
Well, I've been trying to get my host in Oregon to send me. We could not catch up with her for some reason. she was like escaping us. So there's a reason for that. So I've been trying to get him to take a picture of her or her car. They say her car is just as fascinating as her rock people. So I'm still working on that, trying to get a picture of her from Oregon. But yeah, I felt a special connection to her when I saw those rock people. I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to meet this woman. And of course, she reminded me of you. But I was just going to say the options. Listening to Matt Kahn this evening, now we got 40 minutes into his hour and 40 minute teaching, but he was saying fulfillment doesn't exist in options. And you laying out there under the stars, you don't have too many options. You can't connect to your television and look at 25 cable stations as your options. When your only option is to look up in the sky and see all these brilliant stars, then your GPS is connecting to truth. You're aligning and flowing with truth. And that's what gives you the Daniels in your life and the people who come out of nowhere to help you, is that when you're connected with truth and you don't have a whole lot of options to distract you from your purpose and your journey, then angels show up, messengers show up. That's what I've seen that a lot in my own life, is how messengers will show up. The minute you complain, those messengers like disappear. You're not going to see them. But if you stay in gratitude and reduce your options, just living in this tiny house has reduced my options greatly. I only have one room I can go to. I can't go to another room and watch TV. I don't have a TV. So the making the choices to reduce your options in this journey and detach or disconnect from man's technology, the more we're going to see the power of clouds and messengers and angels and animals and creature and nature assisting us on our gratitude protective system, which man calls global positioning system. But we're just retranslating this GPS to personalize it. Refining it is personalizing, wouldn't you agree?
You know, Dr. V, you create the amount of options that we have. I'm not sure of why I enjoy. I guess I was groomed as a little girl when my parents would go camping. You know, and my dad and all of his wives at different times and what have you, we go to Pleasant Lake. I don't know, but apparently so, because I chose them to have this journey, this type of a journey. And when I was taken to the stronghold, and just recently another place that's part of the Coronado National Forest is it's Sierra Vista and Nogales, part of that national forest in the Coronado. It's interesting the work that the Creator does, which I'm partial to the stronghold. It seems to vibrate more to me than the Nogales, Sierra Vista part. But it's all good. Absolutely. It has a major part of my healing has been directed in a good way. And before I leave the planet, this is what I would like to share with others, especially ones with challenges physically. It's just something that my spirit wants to do and needs to do. That's all. Because they don't know that they can do these things. A lot of things that I do, I don't know I could do them. All I do is put one foot in front of the other, and I either do or I don't. And I see what happens, you know. So that's interesting. I challenge my own self.
And you have You have a strong support system. Number one, the Female Solution family. And then all the people who you meet along the way, who Linda's and that's part of our gratitude positioning system, is that we have to have support systems throughout the journey. We can't do it alone. This system has to work with support and people who are collective in their mental state of, you have a intention to bring unity and peace and stop division on the planet. We have to have the mind to come together. So that's what makes our system stronger, is that we have the support system where like-minded people are journeying together, whether you're in Arizona or in Florida. We have the same mind and the same purpose, to glorify our Creator, raise the consciousness, and build the locations that are simple, with less options, no TV, all of these things. We are on a journey together.
That's right. That's right, Dr. V. Well, I'm going to sign off and shut down. I gotta rest. I'm downloading. I gotta rest. So,
well, yeah, thank you so much for suggesting this show tonight, and we hope that those listening will share it with those who are struggling with this GPS, because we got to take our eyes off the phone and look at the clouds and the stars and the moon and the sun. That's part of the refining process, involved putting the damn phone down and looking at the stars, moon, and sun, and occasionally connecting with your people on the phone. But all these apps, like I say, they are a distraction in so many ways. They can be useful, but people are just so addicted to the wrong system. And we got to become addicted to the global gratitude, a protective system that starts working. You don't have to download it. It's always working when you're in gratitude and when you're in a high vibration of joy and peace and love and acceptance and enlightenment. That's where your system works the best, is when you're operating with nature. Yes.
I want to say one other thing. When I was at the pilot this new day, they want for you to download their app to get a discount. It's just too much information. They want your Earth Day. They want this, they want that, just to even get a 1% discount. So I said, you know what? I'm your email, your mama's email, your daddy's email, all of that.
Pass.
It don't make no sense. It really doesn't. Yeah. So I just said, okay.
That's all part of this new 5G technology. The more information they have, the more control they're going to have. So it's like, don't give out anything more information than TMI, too much information. That's what I just put my hand up and say, TMI, I'm out of here. Too much. You want too much information. Sorry, giving it out. They already have enough information on everybody, because when you sign up for anything these days, they get enough information to know where you live. And the GPS, even your phone, they could track your phone and tell where you are at any given second. So why would you even want to get more out? The thing is to shut down the phone, not open it up for more people to have apps and have more information out there on you. We got to be wise these days. Wise. Look up, spend time out in nature looking up at the clouds. That's wise for me.
Yes, Dr. C. Yes. Okay,
thank you, Sister
Kwame, and all the listening audience. This elder hasn't shut down and regroup.
Yes, thank God. I mean, many blessings, love, and protection to you. Everybody have a wonderful evening, and don't forget Female Solution.
Where's my song, Dr. V? Where's my song?
Which song is that, Rawhide?
Yay.
Okay, we're leaving out with Rawhide.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, Rawhide. Through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my girl was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, Rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, let 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, Rawhide. Yeah! Yeah! Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, Rawhide. Don't try to understand them, just rope them through. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, Rawhide.